It was 2 years ago today that Alvaro and Martha Galvis drove from their home in New Hampshire to Boston to watch the Boston Marathon. It was an annual ritual that began soon after the couple first met in 1974. They brought their three children and expected to continue the ritual into retirement. But no more. The bombs that killed three people that day 2 years ago injured hundreds of others, including the Galvises. This morning, on the anniversary, WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on their long and slow recovery.
Martha Galvis clenches her lips and narrows large brown eyes to focus on a tiny morsel of muffin that's on a table in front of her. She pushes it back and forth, then in circles, trying to close her thumb and middle finger around the crumb.
But I struggle until, you know, I try as much as I can. And if I do it, I am so happy. I'm so happy.
The 62-year-old former assistant preschool teacher from Nashua, New Hampshire, has physical therapy twice a week at Brigham and Women's Faulkner Hospital. She's learning to use a hand that doctors are still reconstructing after a pressure cooker bomb hurled nails and BBs into Galvis's left leg and the hand that reached down for a purse.
Because I don't know if you can still see the series all around here. My hand was destroyed. It was so bad.
I don't want to be too graphic about it, but it was really blown off.
Dr. George Dyer, a surgeon who specializes in hands at Brigham and Women's Hospital, started rebuilding Galvis's hand about 30 minutes after the bomb went off. Dyer decided he would try to save everything, except Galvis's ring finger.
She had a very beautiful wedding ring, a sort of an intricate ring that was two fine bands kind of wrapped around each other. And the force of a bomb going off right next to your hand, it's almost like a little miniature hurricane. It unwrapped these fine gold bands and then wrapped them together very tightly around her finger and just cut it off in place.
Dyer picked pieces of the wedding band out of bone and tissue and saved them for Galvis. Now, 16 surgeries later, she calls him a magician. He marvels at her grace and bravery. 17 marathon bombing patients lost parts of one or both legs. A few patients almost lost a hand. The deadly spray went out, not up, into the zone where survivors clapped, cheered, or held drinks. Galvis also severed nerves in her left leg and was in Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital for 2 months learning to walk again and regain limited use of her hand. 2 years of surgery and rehab. Surgery and rehab are wearing Galvis down.
But then I'm thinking about when I was going to the marathon and I was cheering the people and I say, come on, keep going, 1 mile. So I look my hand and I say, come on, keep going, you can do it. This is like a marathon. And I can feel people in Boston say, yes, you can do it. Come on, keep going.
The jeweler in Downtown Crossing who made Galvis's wedding ring took the shattered, twisted pieces and molded a new one. But Martha Galvis, who is devoted to her husband, says that for a long time she was afraid to put it on.
It's silly, maybe, but just something happened and I can lose my hand again, the other hand.
For some marathon bombing survivors, the emotional and psychological scars are healing more slowly than the physical ones.
People tell me, time heals, but it's a very slowly turning clock to me.
Alvaro Galvis, a 64-year-old health insurance salesman, was next to his wife when the bombs exploded. He had two surgeries to repair his leg. He says a 1-inch by 2.5-inch piece of pressure cooker removed from his right leg was introduced as evidence in the trial of now-convicted bomber Zhohar Tsarnaev.
How can someone do so much damage that you, at moments, have no control over your reactions? I don't know if we are wired as human beings to be able to deal with tragedies like this. I don't know if we will ever be able to. We're trying, but we keep trying.
Alvaro struggles with flashbacks. He's jittery and anxious. Alvaro can't get used to the feeling that he has no control over his surroundings.
You think about a lot of things, you know, 2 years of trying to understand the issue, and I think that's part of the healing.
Neither Alvaro nor Martha Galvis has been able to return to work since the bombings. They say they were getting better before the trial. Then, Martha Galvis was at a dentist's office in the chair for a checkup last week when someone told her the jury had reached a verdict. She had to get up and leave.
I am so happy that...
There's a long pause while Galvis tries to slow her breathing and finish her sentence.
Justice is done, but that is no closure for us. That is never going to be closure because we have a big scar in our hearts.
So Martha Galvis prays.
I ask God, please, yeah, I don't know, in my heart, I don't want to hate him. I don't want to hate him because it's not good for me to feel that hate. And I ask God for him. But he has to be punished because he did horrible things. So he has to be punished.
Martha and Alvaro Galvis stop the interview. This is too much for them. Arm in arm, they leave Faulkner Hospital for the drive to their home in Nashua, New Hampshire, bracing for any news that might come on the radio, hurling them back to that moment 2 years ago they don't understand. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.